Welcome. Welcome to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We're on live this Sunday, March 25th of 2007. It's 6 o'clock Central Daylight Time, Texas time. So this first hour, we're going to be taking calls at 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. This hour will also be covering, we'll be talking about what's transpired here in Texas in the legislature here over the last week about the Trans-Texas Corridor and about the toll roads. We've had SB 1267 that we've been fighting for that is kind of on hold right now, so we're going to need folks to be involved and get involved to help push this forward. I'll be giving a full update on that here a little bit later in the show. Also, going to be talking about the one what Ron Paul is up to and his website. It's pretty cool on his website, which is ronpaul2008.com. If you go to ronpaul2008.com, and the 2008 is numeric. It's ronpaul2008.com. And like I said, the 2008 are numerals. So don't bother spelling it out, although he may have well reserved that URL as well. But the primary URL he does use is ronpaul2008.com, and those are numbers. There's a pretty nifty function on there about spreading the word where you can click on that link that says spread the word about Ron Paul. And right there you can send that email invitation for others to be involved. You can send that to, I believe, about 9 or 10 other friends right away. So this is something I plan on doing here next time I get on the PC. I didn't have time as I was rushing out the door to come do the show today, but next time I get on the PC, I do plan on sending that email out myself to several of my friends, and hopefully you'll be doing the same. That's a neat viral way to get more people involved in the campaign and get Ron Paul going, which, as we all know, he gets very little press from the mainstream press. And that's what we do here on the show, as a matter of fact, is we are the counter to the mainstream activist press that is out, that has been out there for decades, just lulling the American public to sleep and letting them know that, hey, everything's fine, there's no problems, watch some football, order pizza, get some more beer, and hey, don't worry, be happy. They come from the Bobby McFerrin school of just, hey, don't worry, be happy, light up another one, I guess. But anyway, we will be talking about Ron Paul later on in the show, and also at 7 o'clock, the guest we're going to have is going to be Kevin from Indiana. And Kevin's been running Low Power FM up in Indiana for several years now, so we'll be talking about Low Power FM up there, and he's supposed to be on from 7 o'clock hour through the end of the show till 8 o'clock. So be sure and stay tuned in for that, and we'll be talking about Low Power FM and expound on what is going on and what are good ways to be involved at that level in the information warfare campaign, which at this point, in my point of view, we are beyond critical mass. It is time to go into the next phase, which to me is Restoring the Republic, which is the name of the show. I think we've got an opportunity to restore the Republic. One of the examples I like to give is first example that I recall as well as actually in 2002. I worked on a campaign back in 2002 with Mike Hansen running for county commissioner here in Travis County. And one of the reasons I got involved there was to verify that indeed our votes are stolen and we are getting black boxed. And that pretty well convinced me of that fact that we were under the black box rule when it comes to voting. So I'd kind of thought, well, maybe the political avenue, the political venue may not be a situation where we can have any effect, that we're basically out of luck there and there's nothing we can do. But here, fast forward a few years later, in 2005, we had an amendment election, and I sat there and looked at these numbers and analyzed the numbers, and I could see where we had our groups were strongest were in Central Texas with AustinTollParty.com, TexasTollParty.com, SanAntonioTollParty.com, and CorridorWatch.org. So anyway, we're going to go into a break. I'll pick up where I left off right there about the 2005 election and being able to see some differences in the numbers there. So go ahead and call in here in a little bit, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. We'll be right back after this break.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky, the ozone layer unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Saltlands, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073. 3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. Once again, I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It's March 25th, 2007. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully, if you're out there on the internet or on shortwave, low power FM, however you're out there listening, if you want to give us a call, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443 with whatever questions or comments you might have to add today. I know it does appear that we may very well be on the brink of World War III with the British sailors being arrested by the Iranians. It's interesting how that you could be in those waters nearby and be very far away in a small boat on away from the mother ship, so to speak, the mother vessel out there in the ocean. So it's interesting how they might have been far enough away to get captured, and it seems to me like we're pretty much in control of the airspace over there, so that they would be there without airspace cover from Air Force and other forces, et cetera. It just seems pretty strange. So anyway, we'll be watching that and see how that pans out. But in the meantime, we're going to talk more about what's going on here in Texas and as well as the nation. And before we went to the last break, I was talking about how in the 2005 election, how that they had an amendment election here in Texas. And I was watching to see where our efforts were the strongest, which is around here in Central Texas, Austin, Williamson County, Travis County, Bastrop County, several other counties. We've got part of Bexar County that we were covering with Radio Free Austin, and soon probably we'll have Low Power FM covering once again. But you could literally look at the Secretary of State's website and see the differences in the numbers where our groups were stronger and where the word was getting out the best. And you could look at Central Texas counties and see differences in how the votes played out through the Secretary of State's website. So that, in fact, I could see a 15% swing on some of the issues. For instance, there was Proposition 1, which was called the Railroad Relocation Act, which basically opens up a blank check or an open line of credit for a corporate welfare program of moving and relocating all the railroads from the tracks that they presently run on and shifting them over to the Trans-Texas Corridor, which I'm sure is going to be in the billions of dollars to make that happen. I wouldn't be surprised if the railroads themselves have sweetheart deals where they'll indeed most likely be reimbursed for any additional expenses that they incur in running the longer routes on these new tracks. Who knows what all kinds of corporate welfare is built in there, but I'm sure that's going to be in the billions of dollars. And here we have profit-generating corporations that, you know, if they're going to have a new set of tracks, well, let them go out and get the eminent domain, acquire the land, buy and pay for the land, what the owner wants from it, and build their own tracks. But that's not how it's going to happen, if it happens at all. The state will get in there and deliver the corporate welfare for them, give them a brand new set of tracks, actually probably more than just one set. It'd probably be at least a pair of tracks so they can have traffic going either direction simultaneously and not have to hit the trains, push them over to sidings temporarily while trains cross each other's path. So most likely they'll have at least two sets of tracks. But anyway, that may or may not occur. We're doing what we can here to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor. We're doing what we can here to stop the North American Union. And we've got a good opportunity to at least make some headway on those issues because we've got SB 1267, which I want to finish up about being involved in these elections and how that there is still hope to have some success at the ballot box. There's no guarantees in anything we do, but nonetheless, we do know that if we do nothing, then for sure we'll be overrun at the ballot box and we'll get black box, etc., and we will get what we deserve. So bottom line is we have to confront every battle that there is, whether it's IRS, Federal Reserve, mainstream media, propaganda, toeing the line for the New World Order, basically their activist media that they supposedly don't have activist media, but we all know once we look at the real picture and get a full view of the picture that the media is definitely activist. There's no doubt about it, especially through omission is one of their big ways that they have an activist media. So anyway, in 2005, I did see a 15% swing in some of those propositions, Prop 1, Prop 3, and in fact, we did win Prop 9, and luckily we won Prop 9, which was Prop 9 was dealing with these regional mobility boards had granted themselves six-year terms, and in fact, those six-year terms with these regional mobility boards were actually unconstitutional per the Texas Constitution. So they lost that lawsuit in the summer of 2005 about the unconstitutionality of the regional mobility boards. And by that November of 2005, they already had a constitutional amendment up on and for election. So that's how fast the powers that be can move if they want to. So here they headed up for election in November 2005, but luckily there was enough wording in that Proposition 9 that everybody could read it and understand it and know that, hey, this is no good. We've got to vote no on this. And the proposition was to grant the authority, was a constitutional amendment to grant authority for these regional mobility boards to go for six-year terms instead of two-year terms. And so luckily we were able to win on Proposition 9 and get a no vote on that proposition. So the regional mobility boards have to stick to two-year terms, which I need to, as a matter of fact, review that and see where that stands and see if indeed they are adhering to that. But that's just one of those things I haven't been able to follow up on. But they should be adhering to it. And anyway, nonetheless, the point of that about the 2005 election is that I could see that we were actually having an effect in what we're doing with all our groups here with CorridorWatch.org, SanAntonioTollParty.com, TexasTollParty.com, AustinTollParty.com, and IndependentTexans.org. All these different groups, TexansAgainstTolls.com, all these different groups were out here working hard on these toll road issues, Trans-Texas Corridor, and many other issues for that matter. We've got BoatRescue.org. We've just got so many groups down here in Central Texas that have activated on so many issues, it's hard to even name them all now. It's a good thing. We've got FluorideFreeAustin.com. So, like I say, it's just great to have all these different groups out there fighting on these different issues. But anyway, the election of 2005 did give me some hope that we do still have a partially functioning ballot box. And with groups like VoteRescue.org out there working and endeavoring to solidify and, in fact, gain back our ballot box by getting legislation hopefully passed real soon, hopefully, to get hand-counted paper ballots back as the means of having an election. And that's their goal. And those people out there, Vicky Karp, Karen Rennick, and all the good people with that group, I'm sure will keep on fighting on that issue until we eventually get there in hopefully all these states. And that's if we have the time. Hopefully we do. Now, fast forward about another year to last year's election, November 2006. In the Senate race, the U.S. Senate race, we had Hutchison versus Radnofsky. We had Kay Bailey Hutchison wearing the R and in the Republican side, in the Republican corner. And in the Democrat corner, we had Barbara Radnofsky. And the total votes that voted Republican and Democrat were about 98% that voted D or R in that race. Only 2% went out of the two mainstream parties. Now, you fast forward and look down into the governor's race, and where we had a bit more selection there. It's arguable exactly where they all stood, but nonetheless, we had to put our votes on somebody that would hopefully work to at least be partially right on some of the issues. And I think we had some people that were better in that regard, with Carol Strayhorn was at least out there very public with her, and very public and very vociferous with her opposition to the Trans-Texas Corridor. She, in fact, wrote an expose of TxDOT and all the fraud and theft and conniving going on at TxDOT and the transportation issues. She had about an 80-page report, which, by the way, if you want to go to TexasTollParty.com, there's a link there where you can access it and look at it on a PDF file, where she wrote, it was, like I said, about 80 pages, a huge report, and it was just loaded with information, just all kinds of corruption that's been pointed out and theft and everything else in that paper that she'd written. So I think she really was on board on the Trans-Texas Corridor issue. She went to a lot of events and spoke at those issues, those public hearings that TxDOT had. She made the opportunity to go to those and meet with the people, actually. And so with Rick Perry, I think the only chance you'd get to meet Rick Perry would be if you were probably up there in the Millionaire Club and invited to a special event that way. I don't think you'd have any other chance of ever actually getting to talk to him, unless you happen to just bump into him out in the public somewhere. But anyway, the way that election ended up was we had 69% voted Republican and Democrat in that event. 69%, leaving a 31% minority. And folks, I truly believe that 31%, even though it was divided up amongst the three or four other candidates, which we had a Green Party candidate, we had a Libertarian candidate, we had Kinky Friedman, the musician, author, and we had Carol Strayhorn, that 31% was broken up amongst several different candidates that ran as a third party or independent candidate. But nonetheless, that 31%, in my opinion, that is us. That 31% is us. And so we need to keep growing that 31%. What happens if you get your phone book out and get the phone number for the Democrat Party or actually probably both? Just call them both up. Call up both your parties, Democrat and Republican Party in your area, and say to both of them, just say, hey, I am just so excited about this 2008 election. I want to get involved and help the party. I want to get involved and work with the candidates and work on these presidential elections, work on this. I'm just so excited about Hillary and Obama and Romney and Giuliani. I mean, whichever party, both of them. Just get involved. Just, don't tell them exactly what you're up to. Just, hey, be excited about getting involved. Call them up. Get involved. Start going to some of the meetings. And then as you get to know some of the folks, start waking them up. Give them information about Federal Reserve. Give them information about 911. Hand out some DVDs. But just get involved first and make a few friends. And the next thing you know, you're going to wake some people up. All right. Once again, you're listening to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we'll be right back on republicbroadcasting.org after this break.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. And once again, if you'd like to call in, ask any questions, or if you have comments about what's going on in the world, in Texas, wherever you're located, 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Right before that break, I was discussing how one of the activist tools we could use is getting involved in the Democrat and Republican parties. And like I said, that's because in November 2006, we did see this 31% minority that I think by the election 2008, it should easily be up to around 40 or 50% if we just continue with the information warfare that we've been doing. I think that if we get focused and start waking up and working on waking up politically active people, that's even a bonus. I mean, when you wake up Joe that doesn't even want to get out and vote or doesn't want to do anything political, that's great. We need everybody to be awake, and that's not a problem. But what happens if you wake up somebody that's actually going to be active and that's going to do something and that's going to pass out more DVDs and that's going to pass out more flyers and it's going to email more emails and send out more URLs to different websites to wake them up, whether it's republicbroadcasting.org or any of the other websites that have the information out there to listen to programming that'll wake them up. So I think if we focus on some of those folks a little bit, we're going to gain ground a lot quicker, because the way I see it, the Democrat and Republican parties, are they controlled at the top? Without a doubt. Absolutely controlled at the top. There's no doubt about it. But they run it from the top down. That leaves them vulnerable to the grassroots efforts of us, of we the people. They are wide open to that threat of restoring the republic, if you want to call that a threat. That's just restoring the republic. That's what we need to do, and that's what we're working on doing here on the show. We're going to utilize the First Amendment here, and that's what makes this all legal, is that we've had enough affronts and enough attacks on our rights, so we're going to work at that. And that's where we have a real opportunity. In 2008, I think we may have, if we're fortunate, we've got two election cycles. And so we need to make 2008 count, and we need to make, therefore, go into 2010. And I think that if we wake people up, the way I look at it is the Republican and Democrat parties are basically like Hollywood sets. Just imagine most everybody's seen that movie Blazing Saddles, and you see that old Western village, and you got the camera shot where you're going down through Main Street in the Western Village, and there's all kinds of hustle and bustle going on, people transacting business, going back and forth in and out of these little storefronts and shops and banks and barbershops and you name it. And then you go up in that, I believe that's the movie, where you go up in the helicopter view, and then you just find out those are just facades and storefronts that are just totally phony. And the way, that's the way I view the Republican Democrat parties, is they've got their extras out in the street performing and moving around and doing their theater. But you know what? We can get involved in those and wake them up. All right. Well, we've got a call from all the way from Colorado. We got line one, Rita. Hello, Rita.
Oh, hi there, Richard. Yeah, I just feel like venting today. You know, remember that movie Terror Storm?
Absolutely.
And you see Alex Jones getting out there, and he says, well, look at these British people. They're engaged in doublethink. You know?
Right.
And they say one thing, but they mean another thing. So they just trying to change the word. You know, it's like they'll just give it a, you know, a distinction without any difference or something.
Well,
you know?
If we want to protect freedom, we just got to give up that, we got to give up that security or whatever. We got to give up the security. What is it? Give up freedom for security. That's it.
Yeah, well, anyway, so I was listening today to this Gen X King Rat guy, you know? And I think he figured out, you know, there's something going on. He couldn't kill us. And
okay, bring me up to speed on the Gen X King Rat.
Otherwise known as Alex Jones. He's got a show on Sunday.
Oh.
And so he figured out he doesn't like humanism now. Well, you know, let me tell you something, Alex. You're a humanist until further notice. I mean, Christianity and the problems we're facing right now has to do with a kind of racism you can't even talk about on your show. And you only exhibit it, you know?
Well, I don't agree with that. I think
that's who he is.
Well, Rita, I don't agree with that because I know that he personally, he knows that each of us have to be free in order for him to be free. And I've heard him
right.
say that
well,
so
I'll,
many times.
I'll tell you something, you know, that my first memory when I was about 3 years old was getting led upstairs into this little room, and they stuck a knife in my head. So I had to go through this whole ritual for a whole long time to get to this point in life where I could explain something to people that they don't really understand, you know? And they just forgot how to freaking live as Christians anymore, and that's the way it is. And so, you know, people want to, like, oh, that's the nice label. I want to have that humanist label taken off of me. Well, it's a little late in the game now. You know, these words mean something, and we just can't take people that want to just like mutate into anything they want. He's the double thinker now, and he couldn't kill RBN. He's not going to kill RBN. He wanted to.
All right, well, Rita, like I say, I guess we'll just have to...
He wanted to kill RBN.
I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree because RBN is here and you're listening to it right now.
Yeah, that's right. It is.
So.
Goodbye.
All right, Rita, thank you. Appreciate it. Like I say, I don't agree with Rita on that. I think that we've all got to get together and we've all got to be involved and fight from wherever and whatever position we can fight. So... all right, we're going to be going to another break here for the bottom of the hour break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Ron Paul. And we also need to cover what's going on here with the Trans-Texas Corridor and the toll roads that needs to be covered. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to have our guest Kevin from Indiana. So we'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
That's right, folks. We're ready for a Bob Seger shakedown of the system. And that's what we need to be looking at doing in 2008. And we had Rita call in right before that last break. And I just want to disagree. I think that on the issue of what's going on with the Patriot community, as a matter of fact, an archive that I'd like to point you to is on March 20th. If you go tune into the archives on republicbroadcasting.org, March 20th, on the National Intel Report, that's John Stattmiller's show. If you listen to that first segment, according to that, Alex Jones and John Stattmiller have sat down and had a heart-to-heart or head-to-head or who knows conversation, but evidently they've worked out a lot of the issues there, and hopefully that's the case, hopefully that's true, and hopefully we'll all move forward as more of a cohesive group in fighting this U.S. Constitution-destroying agenda that the globalists have. So I would encourage folks to listen to the March 20th archive. In the first hour, listen to that first segment in particular, then the rest of the balance of the first hour, I believe, had Bob Chapman on. And then the second hour is very important to listen to as well. I would tune into that second hour. And, in fact, Mark Kernke comes on briefly during that second hour and says, hey, we don't have time for infighting and bickering amongst one another, especially in our own movement. It's time for us to cause headaches and problems outside of our group. And that's exactly what we're doing here in Central Texas. And that's what needs to be done nationwide in every state in the union, particularly if you're located in a capital. If you're located in any capital in any of the states, that's a perfect place to be active and start waking people up there in those capitals. And that's what's great about Austin, is that it is a hotbed of political activity. This is the heart of the freedom and liberty, patriot Christian movement, truth-telling movement right here in Austin, Texas. And each of the capitals needs to have that going on in their respective capitals. Speaking of which, one thing I noticed today is part of what the show, the goal of the show is to help people get networked. And originally I was thinking I was going to set up a website to make that happen and help that happen. But then I ran across two websites that are already making that happen, actually three websites. And one of them is Aaron Russo's website, freedomtofascism.com, freedomtofascism.com. And then you've got the Lone Lantern, lonelantern.org. lonelantern.org, and that's Gary Franchi up in Chicago. That's his website. And then there's another one. It's not necessarily related to our movement, but it's a great website to network with, and that's meetup.com, M-E-E-T-U-P.com, meetup.com. That's a great website to get involved and get networking with folks. One of the things I noticed just today is there are nearly 80 people signed up in the Austin area to have an impeach Bush group. And folks, somebody's got to take the lead. I'd like to be the leader of that group, but I've got so many things on my plate that we need to have one of those nearly 80 folks that are signed up that are interested in having an impeach Bush group here in Austin. I think up in New York, for example, they've got over about 550 members in their impeach Bush group up there. I think a couple of avenues to work on with the impeach group is an avenue similar to our guest Deborah Stevens that we had on 3 or 4 weeks ago, talking about having grand jury presentment and public indictments of some of these 911 perpetrators. And that could be another avenue of attack to get towards impeachment. One of the things that's going on that we're keeping an eye on is this story about the U.S. attorneys. Now, this U.S. attorneys has, I think it's still got legs. Right now, this the British sailor kidnapping, capturing, etc., has kind of covered that up a little bit, but that's still simmering and boiling up underneath. They've stepped on some toes here. Alberto Gonzalez and the White House, the Bush administration, they've stepped on some toes. These guys, these senators that have their friendships and business relationships at stake with some of these U.S. attorneys that they proffered up, you know, they're more concerned about that than they are concerned about some of our soldiers dying in Iraq. They're going to care more about that, because this has stepped on them a little bit more than even soldiers getting killed in Iraq. And that's, so they've actually, you know, some of them got their feathers ruffled. So I think they're actually going to work harder at pursuing this issue about the U.S. attorneys. And hopefully you other U.S. attorneys that have not been fired yet, I mean, you should be out there. I know it's easy to sit here from where I'm at as a broadcaster, not in your shoes and not in your chair where you're located. But I tell you what, if these U.S. attorneys that are still on board are not upset over these firings and how they came down, purely political, purely a statement of, hey, watch what you're doing, things like that to the others, if this doesn't give you some backbone and spine to move forward on some of these things that need to happen, some indictments, some grand juries formed about the issue of 9/11 and many other issues, many other war crimes that have been committed by this executive branch that's currently instilled, then if this doesn't give you some courage to move forward, because I tell you what, these firemen and cops that were involved in 9/11, they thought they were part of the system too, and they went crashing down with Towers 1 and with Towers 2, with Tower 1 and Tower 2, and they were part of the system. That's what they thought too. And unless you're a billionaire, a multi-billionaire, and fully indoctrinated, you're not part of the system. If you're a millionaire, the folks that are millionaires out there, that's not high enough. That won't get you in to the club that you need to be in unless you get up there into that billion-dollar range. And even then, they'll still throw certain ones out to the wolves if they need to. All right. I want to give an update about what happened on. We had some big news going on at the state capitol here in Texas with regard to the Trans-Texas Corridor, with regard to the toll roads that they're trying, the roads, for example, that are existing roads that they want to take over and put tolls on. And then it's a mishmash of roads. In some cases, these are brand new roads that they want to put tolls on. And regardless, from my point of view, toll roads are not a very good answer to solving congestion, which that's what they've been proffered up to do, is to solve congestion. But a big thing that happened is we did have hearings on Wednesday. A big public hearing with Senator Corona here in the state of Texas, State Senator Corona. And it was the hearing was with regard to SB 1267. That's the bill number, SB 1267, which, by the way, if you want to keep track of what's going on with this, two websites to really get on board with and get emails from are CorridorWatch.org. That's CorridorWatch.org. And that one's more involved with the Trans-Texas Corridor, but it's a great website to learn about the Trans-Texas Corridor and learn about what's going on and keep abreast of what's going on. And also TexasTollParty.com, TexasTollParty.com. So make sure and write those down. Send them an email to get on their email list. Just on both of them, there's a simple way to sign up. And also one of the email addresses I want to give out is listen at TexasTollParty.com, listen at TexasTollParty.com. And the reason to check that out is because you can send an email to many of these legislators here in Texas by sending an email to that one address. You just have to send to that one address, and you can send an email and your thoughts with toll roads, with your thoughts about taking existing roads and converting them to toll roads, and with your thoughts about the Trans-Texas Corridor, which does usher in the infrastructure for the North American Union. So right here in Texas is the battleground state for the infrastructure projects involving the North American Union. If they don't succeed in laying down the infrastructure right here at the state of Texas level, this is the new Keystone State. They called Pennsylvania the Keystone State for the founding of the country, and now the new Keystone State for the North American Union has got to be Texas, because the largest inland port is Laredo, Texas. That's the largest inland port in the United States, is Laredo, Texas. There's many other ocean-going ports, probably just as big or bigger, but as far as Laredo, that is the largest inland port. So that is where this big mass of freight and transportation is going to be coming in through from Mexico, is Laredo. So without the establishment of the infrastructure right here in this new Keystone State of Texas, then that helps thwart the infrastructure for the North American Union. So it's all interlinked. It's all important. And if you've been listening to shows similar to this, then you know about that. But anyway, the email address to send to over 200 state officials here in Texas is listen at TexasTollParty.com. Let me say that again. Listen at TexasTollParty.com. With that one email address, you could send a message to Senator Corona, Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, and many other of these people in the Capitol. Now, what happened on Wednesday's hearing is they basically told Corridor Watch that, hey, there's no need to have a big, giant crowd similar to what we had on March 1st. On March 1st, we had hundreds of people turn up here at the state capitol with their comments ready, their written comments, their oral comments. They were ready to go. They wanted their 3 minutes at the mic, which they didn't get. We had probably a couple thousand or so people turn up on March 2nd on Friday, led by Jimmy Vaughn, Alex Jones, Terry Hall. We had Judith McGeary. We had David Stahl, Linda Stahl. We had actual state representatives speaking at that event, and it was a great event. But they basically kind of sandbagged us and said, hey, there's no need in having a big, huge public outpouring at this hearing. So nonetheless, I went to the hearing on Wednesday, and I sat there most of the day. They discussed quite a few bills, which, by the way, there's some red light legislation, which hopefully next week, make sure and tune in next week. I'm hoping to have a guest from Houston next week to talk about the bill to have red light cameras spread out all over the state. Basically, a lot of these municipalities and communities and cities are already doing it, but there's no state legislation regarding this, and they're, I guess, going to kind of put the state stamp of approval on these red light camera systems. But anyway, nonetheless, I did meet somebody that's there willing to fight and hopefully start a group on that issue, and in fact has filed lawsuits in the past, and hopefully will file lawsuits once again. I think it's got to be a multifaceted attack and going through the courts, even though that does put us in the ball court of the powers that be, and we know how corrupt that can be. Nonetheless, it's still a venue that sometimes we can have some success at, so it's worth pursuing. I think we work and pursue every venue that we can get a chance to. But anyway, what occurred at this hearing was we were competing against a bunch of people involved in government that are paid to attend this meeting. They don't lose a day's work. They don't miss any work. They're most likely they're compensated for their time that they spend. Most likely they're compensated for their travel expenses. Most likely they're compensated for their hotel expenses. Most likely they're compensated for their meals. And who knows, probably even their entertainment is covered. But we had a lot of county officials, city council members, mayors. We had all kinds of folks involved in government speaking from the three-minute comment period side of the dais. They're over there competing against regular people like me and many others involved at the grassroots level. They're over there on the government dime fighting for more government. So that's what we're up against, is we've got people on the government dime that work in the government fighting for more government. And we had people from Tarrant County, we had people from Dallas County and Collin County, all pretty much begging for their new toll roads. I mean, they're sitting there saying, hey, if we have this moratorium, which SB 1267 calls for a moratorium on the Trans-Texas Corridor and toll roads, et cetera, and if we have this, we're going to get set behind. So basically what they're addressing and talking about is the fact that over probably the last 15 or 20 years, there have not been that many roads built to address the ever-expanding traffic that we have here in Texas, and I'm sure most states are undergoing this huge growth. There's a variety of reasons, and that's for another show to talk about all the different reasons behind the population expansion that we've had in basically almost the whole country, but in particular here in the state of Texas as well. There's a lot of reasons for that. But anyway, nonetheless, the state of Texas, TxDOT, the feds, all these different governmental entities have been slow to respond in building more highways, building more freeways, expanding existing roads and improving existing roads. They've been real slow at that. Austin has really been shortchanged. Central Texas has been shortchanged. I think Dallas, even they'll tell you that they've been shortchanged, but in actuality have probably had more roads and more road projects than most areas, and I think Houston has as well. But nonetheless, they had a lot of officials from officials, so-called, from Dallas County, Collin County, and Tarrant County come in, and they were begging for their toll roads, folks. I'm telling you, the slaves were clamoring for their chains, and it's a lot of it just has to do with the desperate situation that they're in with traffic. Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, some of the worst areas for traffic there are in the whole country, just like so many other big cities, they're suffering and being strangled with traffic and congestion and just terrible commute times. If you've got terrible commute times in a car, then if you do try to take the mass transit, most likely that's going to be even longer. So, I mean, you've just got a terrible situation with some commute times in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston, et cetera. So these officials pretty much drinking the Kool-Aid and buying into that, oh, we supposedly don't have the money. But so anyway, they were begging for their toll roads. And there was one county judge, and he may actually come on the air maybe next week. I'm going to invite him on. I don't know if he has time to think about it. He may not be willing to come on because he could get more or less kind of blacklisted by the powers that be, because he did get confronted by Senator Florence Shapiro while he was talking. Basically, she addressed him because he'd made kind of an unqualified statement. It is basically, I mean, he just said that I don't care who builds the roads. We just need them. We got to have them. And so I think he'd have been better off if he'd at least qualified it, which later he did, actually. But they got kind of crossways because Florence Shapiro basically understood him to say that, hey, I don't care if it's a toll road, if it's a comprehensive development agreement toll road, which is another name for public-private partnership agreement. Basically, I think she misunderstood that. But he actually went on later on in the conversation and said, hey, all it would take, even without tolls, without raising any taxes at all, it would just take a reallocation, a reprioritization, a reaccounting of about 4.3 cents on the dollar out of our tax dollars. The state budget for the next biennium, for the next 2 years, is $150 billion. $150 billion with a B. $150 billion is the biennium budget for the state of Texas. That averages out to $75 billion a year for 2007-2008. $75 billion a year average. Now, out of that, out of every dollar that's put into that $75 billion, it would only take a reprioritization or a reallocation or a reaccounting of 4.2 cents, between 4.2 and 4.3 cents, is all it would take, a reallocation, to build the roads that Texas needs. Even, and that's actually with Rick Williamson claiming a $75 to $80 billion shortfall over the next 2 or 3 decades is what he claims that the state of Texas has. He claims that we've got a shortfall of $75 to $80 billion. Even if that's accurate, which I don't believe to be accurate, but a 4.2 or 3 cent reallocation in the current budgets would give us the roads we need and would indeed generate closer to $90 billion during that same period of time that Rick Williamson was referring to. All right, folks. Covered the toll roads. I want to do a Ron Paul update when we come back after this break. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We'll be right back after the break.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Saltlands, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and I want to wrap up with what happened at that hearing. Basically, the results of that hearing are that Ben Ware, the Austin American Statesman reporter, happened to talk to Senator Corona after that public hearing, which we were outgunned and outnumbered there due to a variety of reasons. Basically, you had a bunch of government officials from Tarrant County, Johnson County, Tarrant County, Dallas County, and Collin County begging and asking for their their toll roads. And so that sentiment that Senator Corona had right after that public hearing was that he was not going to move forward on SB 1267, which is the moratorium on the Trans-Texas Corridor and toll road bills. So basically, we need folks to get on the phone, personal visits, snail mail, email, etc., every way you can. And the way to find out all that contact information is go to corridorwatch.org and click on the scorecard for SB 1267, and all that information is right there. You can go through there and link to all of it, and also send emails at the email address is listen@texastollparty.com, listen@texastollparty.com. All right, I do want to hit on the Real ID Act briefly, and I want to cover what I can on the Ron Paul update. We do have a House resolution, HCR 148, to stop the Real ID Act. It's a resolution against the Real ID Act. It's here in the Texas House, HCR 148, and that's been authored by Representative Carl Isett, and I believe he's out of the Panhandle area of Texas. And so hopefully they're busy waking up more of their fellow state legislators on the House side and on the Senate side. And there's two bills that implement the Real ID Act that need to be stopped. So we need to be involved in contacting our state legislators to stop SB 1250, which is actually a bill that is written by Senator Corona, SB 1250, and then on the House side, written and authored by Representative Frank Court, is HB 2869. So the two bills to stop are SB 1250, House Bill 2869. All right, I want to get into the Ron Paul update, which we all know that have been following what's going on with the mainstream activist press, the press that will not tell the American people what's really going on. It's hard for Ron Paul to get a word in. So actually, there's a story on today, and you can find some of these stories at his great website, which is ronpaul2008.com. Once again, ronpaul2008.com, and the 2008 is represented in numeric fashion, 2008. So go to that website, get on the Spread the Word link, and also you can see the news and activity. He's got a lot of news there. One of the stories that came up today, Sunday, March 25th, from the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Was it on the front page of their website? Was it on the front page of their hard copy paper? Was it on the page two? No, not at all. Was it even a story that they'd written? No. Letter to the editor, folks. Thomas Galluli of Forest Hills, I'm assuming that's Forest Hills, Pennsylvania, actually wrote a letter to the editor, and that's how Ron Paul's name popped up on this search that I did, and then I found it on Ron Paul's website, ronpaul2008.com. And here's the letter he wrote. The headline didn't actually grab much attention, but I guess for people up in that area, it probably would be understandable. A Dormont grad for Perez. All right, I'm going to start this. I know we're fixing to come up on a break, but I'm going to start this. Sunday, March 25th, 2007, the Republican Party has presided over double-digit increases in federal spending and debt, more intrusive government, uncontrolled immigration, and an interventionist foreign policy that has resulted in an ill-conceived and apparently endless war. Most Americans oppose these policies, but the GOP's leading presidential candidates support them. Now voters have a choice. Ron Paul, a 9-term Republican congressman from Texas and Pittsburgh native who graduated from Dormont High School in 1953, has announced his candidacy for the GOP presidential nomination. All right, folks, we got about halfway through that letter to the editor. We're going to come back, and I'll finish up with this letter to the editor and a little bit more about Ron Paul, and then we'll have our guest, Kevin, from Indiana. So make sure and stay tuned to republicbroadcasting.org.